Welcome to episode 69 of For the Love of Guns. Now, I know I'm late getting this out because, well, I usually record these on Tuesdays and release them on Wednesday. And, yesterday was just a crazy day for me and I couldn't get this thing out. But that's okay because the White House gave me, well, a gift last night for you on today's podcast. Now, what do I mean? I mean that, well, the White House made a statement, which we know how great they are because, well, they're clueless. And they made, well, yet another clueless statement. And it's about gun control. And they said that Joe Biden is going to do everything in his power to deal with gun violence. But wait, he got a gun control package through Congress, right? So didn't he solve this thing? Well, even Joe Biden said that it's not enough. He wants more. He wants to ban assault weapons. He wants to ban everything. And he's going to push Congress for more action. Well, he's assuming that they're going to hold the House and Senate. It looks like they're going to lose the House. Senate is still a toss-up. But even then, they burned, and they being the Democrats, burned Senator Manchin in the Senate. He was a holdout. He held out for a long time. Then they made him a promise on some pipeline and some gas stuff. And then they burned him when it came up for that vote. I'm not sure he's going to want to get burnt again. I mean, he's probably going to want a little bit of retaliation against what they did to him. And again, they go, Joe Biden's going to do everything in his power. What power? The guy is powerless. And in another week, we may find out exactly how powerless he's going to be. Because if one or both of the houses, if they flip, he's not getting anything through. It's going to be just a logjam. And he's screwed. Now, what I love about it is that not that there's gun violence, but every time they bring up statistics, they bring up statistics in, let's face it, heavily voting areas for Democrats, where they love their gun laws, right? So they mentioned New Jersey. Well, how can New Jersey have gun violence? They have some of the most restrictive gun laws. They brought up Chicago. Well, Chicago is great for blaming their gun violence on, well, everybody else. Because it can't be them because they have, again, some of the most restrictive gun laws. And then they brought up Houston, Texas, which the voting Democrat or the voting bloc is primarily Democrat. They're heavily liberal leaning voters. So wait, we have all this gun violence in places that they control. Yeah, they control all this stuff. So if gun control worked, then there shouldn't be gun violence in these places that they're mentioning. Right? So don't fall for this. There's 1 week left. Now, you know, I hate politicians. I don't like politicians either side of the aisle. But don't vote a straight ticket. Vote an issue. I'm a 2A person. That is heavily where my voting is. I'm also a 1A person. I love the First Amendment because, well, I have a podcast, I have a YouTube channel. I very heavily vote constitutional. Because that's what the politicians want to take away from us. They want to take away our basic rights. And to do that, they're going to use statistics. And you've heard me say before, this is, don't trust statistics. Well, what's really funny is that they're using statistics, but if you look under the covers, it's statistics that make the people that are saying that we got to control gun violence look stupid because they control that area. Thanks for listening. Hope you're staying safe out there. I look forward to talking to you again soon.